Chapter 70. Diesel and biodiesel fuels. Diesel fuel. Features of diesel fuel. Diesel fuel must meet an entirely different set of standards than gasoline. Diesel fuel contains 12% more heat energy than the same amount of gasoline. The fuel in a diesel engine is not ignited with a spark, but is ignited by the heat generated by high compression. The pressure of compression, 400 to 700 psi, or 2,800 to 4,800 kilopascals, generates temperatures of 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit to 1,600 degrees Fahrenheit, or 700 degrees Celsius to 900 degrees Celsius, which speeds the pre-flame reaction to start the ignition of fuel injected into the cylinder. Diesel fuel requirements. All diesel fuel must have the following characteristics. Number 1. Cleanliness. It is imperative that the fuel used in a diesel engine be clean and free from water. Unlike the case with gasoline engines, the fuel is the lubricant and coolant for the diesel injector pump and injectors. Good quality diesel fuel contains additives, such as oxidation inhibitors, detergents, dispersants, rust preventatives, and metal deactivators. Number 2. Low temperature fluidity. Diesel fuel must be able to flow freely at all expected ambient temperatures. One specification for diesel fuel is its pour point, which is the temperature below which the fuel stops flowing. Number 3. Cloud point is another concern with diesel fuel at lower temperatures. Cloud point is the low temperature point when the wax is present, and most diesel fuels tend to form crystals that can clog the fuel filter. Most diesel fuel suppliers distribute fuel with the proper pour point and cloud point for the climate conditions of the area. Cetane number. The cetane number for diesel fuel is the opposite of the octane number for gasoline. The cetane number is a measure of the ease with which the fuel can be ignited. The cetane rating of the fuel determines, to a great extent, its ability to start the engine at low temperatures and to provide smooth warm-up and even combustion. The cetane rating of diesel fuel should be between 45 and 50. The higher the cetane rating, the more easily the fuel is ignited. Sulfur content. The sulfur content of diesel fuel is very important to the life of the engine. Sulfur in the fuel creates sulfuric acid during the combustion process, which can damage engine components and cause piston ring wear. Federal regulations are getting extremely tight on sulfur content to less than 15 parts per million. High sulfur fuel contributes to acid rain. Diesel fuel color. Diesel fuel intended for use on the streets and highways is clear or green in color. Diesel fuel to be used on farms and off-road uses dyed red. See Figure 70-1. Grades of diesel fuel. American Society for Testing Materials, abbreviated ASTM, also classifies diesel fuel by volatility, or boiling range, into the following grades. Grade number 1. This grade of diesel fuel has the lowest boiling point and the lowest cloud and pour points, as well as a lower BTU content, less heat per pound of fuel. As a result, grade number 1 is suitable for use during low temperature, or winter, operation. Grade number 1 produces less heat per pound of fuel compared to grade number 2, and may be specified for use in diesel engines involved in frequent changes in load and speed, such as those found in city buses and delivery trucks. And grade number 2. This grade has a higher boiling point, cloud point, and pour point as compared with grade number 1. It is usually specified where constant speed and high loads are encountered, such as in long-haul trucking and automotive diesel applications. Most diesel is grade number 2. Refer to Figure 70-1. Figure A, regular diesel fuel on the left has a clear or greenish tint, whereas fuel for off-road use is tinted red for identification. Figure B, a fuel pump in a farming area that clearly states the red diesel fuel is for off-road use only and non-taxed. Diesel fuel specific gravity testing. The density of diesel fuel should be tested whenever there is a drivability concern. The density or specific gravity of diesel fuel is measured in units of API gravity. API gravity is an arbitrary scale expressing the gravity or density of liquid petroleum products devised jointly by the American Petroleum Institute and the National Bureau of Standards. The measuring scale is calibrated in terms of degrees. API oil with the least specific gravity has the highest API gravity. The formula for determining API gravity is as follows. Degrees API gravity equals 141.5 divided by specific gravity at 60 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 131.5. The normal API gravity for number 1 diesel fuel is 39 to 44, typically 40. The normal API gravity for number 2 diesel fuel is 30 to 39, typically 35. A hydrometer calibrated in API gravity units should be used to test diesel fuel. See Figure 70-2. See Chart 70-1 for a comparison among specific gravity, weight density, pounds per gallon, and API gravity of diesel fuel. Diesel fuel heaters. Diesel fuel heaters, either coolant or electric, help prevent power loss installing in cold weather. The heater is placed in the fuel line between the tank and the primary filter. Some coolant heaters are thermostatically controlled, which allows fuel to bypass the heater once it has reached operating temperature. Refer to Figure 70-2. Testing the API viscosity of a diesel fuel sample using a hydrometer. Ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel. Diesel fuel is used in diesel engines and is usually readily available throughout the United States, Canada, and Europe, where many more cars are equipped with diesel engines. Diesel engines manufactured to 2007 or newer standards must use ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel, abbreviated ULSD, containing less than 15 parts per million of sulfur compared to the older, low sulfur specification of 500 ppm. The purpose of the lower sulfur amount in diesel fuel is to reduce emissions of sulfur oxides and particulate matter from heavy-duty highway engines and vehicles that use diesel fuel. The emission controls used on 2007 and newer diesel engines require the use of ULSD for reliable operation. ULSD will eventually replace the current highway diesel fuel, low sulfur diesel, which can have as much as 500 ppm of sulfur. ULSD is required for use in all model year 2007 and newer vehicles equipped with advanced emission control systems. ULSD looks lighter in color and has less smell than other diesel fuel. Frequently asked question. How can you tell if gasoline has been added to the diesel fuel by mistake? If gasoline has been accidentally added to diesel fuel and is burned in a diesel engine, the result can be very damaging to the engine. The gasoline can ignite faster than diesel fuel, which tends to increase the temperature of combustion. This high temperature can harm injectors and glow plugs, as well as pistons, head gaskets, and other major diesel engine components. If contaminated fuel is suspected, first smell the fuel at the filler neck. If the fuel smells like gasoline, then the tank should be drained and refilled with diesel fuel. If the smell test does not indicate a gasoline smell, or any rancid smell, then test a sample for proper API gravity. Note: diesel fuel designed for on-road use should be green in color. Red diesel fuel, high sulfur, should only be found in off-road or farm equipment. Refer to Chart 70-1. The API gravity scale is based on the specific gravity of the fuel. Frequently asked question. What are diesel fuel additives? There are several types and many brands of additives that are designed to be added to diesel fuel. These types of additives include: Number 1. Winder conditioners. Winder conditioners are designed to reduce the cold filter plugging point, abbreviated CFPP. CFPP is the lowest temperature at which a specified volume of diesel type of fuel can pass through a standardized filtration device in a specified time when cooled under certain conditions. Number 2. Multifunctional conditioners. Many multifunctional additives increase the cetane rating of the fuel and helps keep injectors clean. By raising the cetane rating of the diesel fuel, engine power and fuel economy is improved. This type of additive is designed to be used year-round. Number 3. Microbicide. Microbes can grow in diesel fuel at the junction between the water and the diesel. Water is heavier than the diesel fuel and is near the bottom of the tank. Water in the fuel can be caused by condensation of moist air in the tank and during transport and storage. A microbicide is designed to kill microorganisms, including bacteria and fungi. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended service procedures and, for best results, always use additives from a known brand, and use according to the instructions on the product label. See Figure 70-3. Refer to Figure 70-3. Many diesel fuel additives increase the cetane rating, which results in improved fuel economy. Biodiesel. Definition of biodiesel. Biodiesel is a domestically produced, renewable fuel that can be manufactured from vegetable oils, animal fats, or recycled restaurant greases. Biodiesel is safe, biodegradable, and reduces serious air pollutants, such as particulate matter, carbon monoxide, and hydrocarbons. Biodiesel is defined as monoalkyl esters of long-chain fatty acids derived from vegetable oils or animal fats that conform to ASTM D6751 specifications for use in diesel engines. Biodiesel refers to the pure fuel before blending with diesel fuel. See Figure 70-4. Biodiesel blends. Biodiesel blends are denoted as BXX, with XX representing the percentage of biodiesel contained in the blend, i.e., B20 is 20% biodiesel, 80% petroleum diesel. Blends of 20% biodiesel with 80% petroleum diesel, B20, can generally be used in unmodified diesel engines. However, users should consult their OEM and engine warranty statement. Biodiesel can also be used in its pure form, B100, but it may require certain engine modifications to avoid maintenance and performance problems and may not be suitable for wintertime use. Most diesel engine or vehicle manufacturers of diesel vehicles allow the use of B5, 5% biodiesel. For example, Cummins, used in Dodge trucks, allows the use of B20 only if the optional extra fuel filter has been installed. Users should consult their engine warranty statement for more information on fuel blends of greater than 20% biodiesel. In general, B20 costs 30 to 40 cents more per gallon than conventional diesel. Although biodiesel costs more than regular diesel fuel, often called petrodiesel, fleet managers can make the switch to alternative fuels without purchasing new vehicles, acquiring new spare parts inventories, rebuilding refueling stations, or hiring new service technicians. Features of biodiesel. Biodiesel has the following characteristics. Number 1. Purchasing biodiesel in bulk quantities decreases the cost of fuel. Number 2. Biodiesel maintains similar horsepower, torque, and fuel economy. Number 3. Biodiesel has a higher cetane number than conventional diesel, which increases the engine's performance. Number 4. Biodiesel is non-toxic, which makes it safe to handle, transport, and store. Maintenance requirements for B20 vehicles and petrodiesel vehicles are the same. Number 5. Biodiesel acts as a lubricant, and this can add to the life of the fuel system components. Note: for additional information on biodiesel and the locations where it can be purchased, visit www.biodiesel.org. Refer to Figure 70-4. A pump decal indicating that the biodiesel fuel is ultra-low sulfur diesel, ULSD, and must be used in 2007 and newer diesel vehicles. E-diesel fuel. Definition of e-diesel. E-diesel, also called diesel outside of the United States, is standard number 2 diesel fuel that contains up to 15% ethanol. While e-diesel can have up to 15% ethanol by volume, typical blend levels are from 8% to 10%. Cetane rating of e-diesel. The higher the cetane number, the shorter the delay between injection and ignition. Normal diesel fuel has a cetane number of about 50. Adding 15% ethanol lowers the cetane number. To increase the cetane number back to that of conventional diesel fuel, a cetane-enhancing additive is added to e-diesel. The additive used to increase the cetane rating of e-diesel is ethyl hexyl nitrate or dietert butyl peroxide. E-diesel has better cold flow properties than conventional diesel. The heat content of e-diesel is about 6% less than conventional diesel, but the particulate matter emissions are reduced by as much as 40%, 20% less carbon monoxide, and a 5% reduction in oxides of nitrogen. Currently, e-diesel is considered to be experimental and can be used legally in off-road applications or in mass transit buses with EPA approval. For additional information, visit www.ediesel.org. Frequently asked question. I thought biodiesel was vegetable oil? Biodiesel is vegetable oil with the glycerin component removed by means of reacting the vegetable oil with a catalyst. The resulting hydrocarbon esters are 16 to 18 carbon atoms in length, almost identical to the petroleum diesel fuel atoms. This allows the use of biodiesel fuel in a diesel engine with no modifications needed. Biodiesel-powered vehicles do not need a second fuel tank, whereas vegetable oil-powered vehicles do. There are three main types of fuel used in diesel engines. These are: Number 1. Petroleum diesel, a fossil hydrocarbon with a carbon chain length of about 16 carbon atoms. Number 2. Biodiesel, a hydrocarbon with a carbon chain length of 16 to 18 carbon atoms. Number 3. Vegetable oil is a triglyceride with a glycerin component joining three hydrocarbon chains of 16 to 18 carbon atoms each, called straight vegetable oil, abbreviated SVO. Other terms used when describing vegetable oil include: Number 1. Pure plant oil, abbreviated PPO. A term most often used in Europe to describe SVO. Number 2. Waste vegetable oil, abbreviated WVO. This oil could include animal or fish oils from cooking. Number 3. Used cooking oil, abbreviated UCO. A term used when the oil may or may not be pure vegetable oil. Vegetable oil is not liquid enough at common ambient temperatures for use in a diesel engine fuel delivery system designed for the lower viscosity petroleum diesel fuel. Vegetable oil needs to be heated to obtain a similar viscosity to biodiesel and petroleum diesel. This means that a heat source needs to be provided before the fuel can be used in a diesel engine. This is achieved by starting on petroleum diesel or biodiesel fuel until the engine heat can be used to sufficiently warm a tank containing the vegetable oil. It also requires purging the fuel system of vegetable oil with petroleum diesel or biodiesel fuel prior to stopping the engine to avoid the vegetable oil thickening and solidifying in the fuel system away from the heated tank. The use of vegetable oil in its natural state does, however, eliminate the need to remove the glycerin component. Many vehicle and diesel engine fuel system suppliers permit the use of biodiesel fuel that is certified as meeting testing standards. None permit the use of vegetable oil in its natural state. Review questions. Question 1. What is meant by the cloud point? Question 2. What is ultra-low sulfur diesel? Question 3. Biodiesel blends are identified by what designation? Question 4. What does it mean if the diesel fuel is dyed red? Question 5. What additives may be helpful to use in the diesel fuel? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. What color is diesel fuel dyed if it is for off-road use only? A. Red. B. Green. C. Blue. D. Yellow. Question 2. What clogs fuel filters when the temperature is low on a vehicle that uses diesel fuel? A. Alcohol. B. Sulfur. C. Wax. D. Cetane. Question 3. The specific gravity of diesel fuel is measured in what units? A. Hydrometer units. B. API gravity. C. Grade number. D. Cetane number. Question 4. What rating of diesel fuel indicates how well a diesel engine starts? A. Specific gravity rating. B. Sulfur content. C. Cloud point. D. Cetane rating. Question 5. Ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel has how much sulfur content? A. 15 ppm. B. 50 ppm. Circa 500 ppm. D. 1500 ppm. Question 6. E-diesel is diesel fuel with what additive? A. Methanol. B. Sulfur. C. Ethanol. D. Vegetable oil. Question 7. Biodiesel is A. Monoalkyl esters mixed with diesel fuel. B. Pure plant oil, or PPO. C. Waste vegetable oil, or WVO. D. Used cooking oil, or UCO. Question 8. B20 biodiesel has how much regular diesel fuel? A. 20%. B. 40%. Circa 80%. D. 100%. Question 9. Most diesel fuel is what grade? A. Grade number 1. B. Grade number 2. C. Grade number 3. D. Grade number 4. Question 10. Most manufacturers of vehicles equipped with diesel engines allow what type of biodiesel? A. B100. B. B80. C. B20. D. B5. End of chapter 70.